Okay, we're going to go ahead and get things started and call this meeting to order. This will be the Hurricane Valley Fire Special Service District Board Meeting for Monday, February 5th, 2024, 1800 hours. And we are at Station 42, anticipating Mayor Sipp to join. If I could get a roll call beginning on my right, please.
Did you say 42?
46, sorry. Yeah, thanks. Go ahead, Richard. Just roll call.
Yes. Richard Hershey, the Working City.
Thank you.
Randy Aton, Springdale.
Go ahead.
Robin Smith, Rockville.
Mark Fawcett, Hurricane City.
Paul Louis, Virgin.
And Bill Hoster, Leeds. We'll go ahead and begin this meeting with an invocation. Richard, do you mind providing that for us today? Richard?
You bet.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we're grateful this night that we're able to meet here with the Fire District, and we're grateful for those who have been able to reach here safely, and pray that we'll return home safely also. We're grateful for this beautiful valley we have to live in, and pray the devil please bless it. We're grateful for the rain which we've received, and pray that we will continue to receive more. We're thankful for all of our firefighters and EMTs and paramedics, and we pray that devil bless and watch over and protect them. We are grateful for this beautiful country and for America, and we say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Clark, do you mind leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sorry.
Thank you.
Rise. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, thank you for that. We'll go ahead and begin with our consent agenda, asking for any declaration of conflicts of interest from the board. If you'll do that beginning on my left, please, Paul.
Paul Louis, no conflicts.
Clark Fawcett, no conflicts.
Robin Smith, no conflicts.
Randy Aton, no conflicts.
Richard Hershey, no conflict.
Bill Hoster, no conflicts. So we'll go ahead and ask for a motion to approve the agenda. Looks like the agenda is in its draft form before us.
I'll make that motion to approve the agenda and the what in the minutes.
Yep. Why don't we combine them? Let's the minutes for December the 4th.
Okay, the minutes for December the 4th. And for the review of the checks and deposits for December 23rd and for January the 24th.
Okay, so I've got a motion to approve the agenda, the minutes for December 4th, and review the records, or excuse me, the checks and deposits for December 23rd, January 24th. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion shall carry. We'll go ahead and move forward with citizen comments and any requests for future agenda items. If you're here to make a comment, please state your full name for the record, and please try to keep it to about 3 minutes if you can. Okay, seeing that there are none, we'll go ahead and move on to the business portion of our agenda. The first item for agenda is the discussion and vote of the 2024 meeting schedule. Board, you'll find that schedule should be in your packets. I know we received it by email. Here we go. So traditionally, this meeting had been held during the day, this couple months ago, we were able to move it to 6 o'clock p.m. to accommodate all of us who have day jobs, and we apologize for those who've got to drive in the dark during the winter months, but it's going to start turning, so it should be better. And we have moved it to the first Monday of the month. Except for September the 3rd, it looks like we've got it on a Tuesday. So I'll need a motion to approve this schedule.
I move that we approve the 2024 meeting dates.
I have a motion to approve the meeting schedule for 2024. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion shall carry.
Chairman, Just a question.
Yes, sir.
September 3rd, why have you got that outline?
Why do we move for that one on the...
Because the Monday is Labor Day.
Is it the holiday there is Labor Day?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
You're strong.
I wanted to highlight the
only one. Off's calendar, yeah. Okay. Introduction of Mr. Clark Fawcett of the Hurricane Valley, Hurricane City. He's going to be joining the Hurricane Valley Fire Board. And Clark, do you mind taking a moment and talking about yourself? I understand you got quite a history with this.
Well, I guess I kind of do. I worked for Hurricane City as a city manager for 37 and a half years. And during that time, we had a lot of the fire was run by, through the city of Hurricane, and we just sent billings out to the individual communities, and it came a point when it seemed like we needed to have something more as far as the ability to work together on things, and so I suggested that we get together and just organize a committee, actually, for it, but it turned into Fire District from there. So I've had a number of years history with some of the things and some of the fire, though it's kind of went like this since I've been around, so I'm hoping to get a chance to sit down and kind of find out what's going on and get involved a little bit more with it, so I'm happy to be here and be part of it. So, great service. I just want to express appreciation to all the EMT and firefighters. It's been a great service over the year. I don't think we could have any better than we've had, so.
Thank you for that. I'll also add in a gratitude from the board and myself for Mayor Billings' contributions and participation in the last 2 years. She's been an instrumental component, and we're grateful for her service as well.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Clark was my old boss, so I think he's out here keeping an eye on me again.
Still?
Yeah, you know.
Still? Richard?
You need to be looked over for a long time there, you know. We had some good times.
We'll go ahead and move on to the third component of business here on the agenda, which is a presentation. This will be a certificate of thanks from Hurricane City. Do we have that before us?
Okay, we got the blank there. I've got the
I'll grab it.
I've got a letter here to read. Like to share that goes along with this here if I can. Good afternoon, Mayor. I would be happy to provide as many details as I can. Air Life Utah, owned and operated by Air Methods. Okay, yes. I just got to read it differently.
Yep.
Okay. Corporation was down at Fire Station 42 conducting an on-site education for Hurricane Valley Fire Department. All the crews were extremely busy that day. There were times we waited for them to return from calls. While waiting, the call came out for a patient that had fallen in the Kolob Mountain area. The call was located within the boundaries of the SSD. Air Life Utah was requested by the ground crews. Their estimated time of arrival was delayed due to the distance they had to travel to get to the call location. Upon landing on the scene with the local crews, we worked together to stabilize the patient. The patient had fallen approximately 15 feet and was being held on a ledge by several small trees. The fire department sent out their ropes and rescue team. They worked efficiently, and I was thoroughly impressed by the knowledge and how smoothly they executed such a complex rescue. The rescue requires a technician to be attached to the patient that is in the strokes basket. They were both lifted to the top by a team on top of the mountain with a complex set of pillows and ropes to reduce the weight load. I have never worked with a more professional, well-put-together team. BN Chief Furley and the crew's actions truly made a difference in that patient's outcome. If the patient hadn't had such a quick and efficient response, one of his injuries would have immediately turned life-threatening. It would not have been a good outcome. I have a certificate from us, Air Life Utah. Unfortunately, there's a shred of bad news. The Air Life Utah base was closed due to low call volume. Air Life Utah's call volume was directly impacted by the unethical and immoral behavior exhibited by Intermountain Life Flight and Gold Cross ambulance management personnel, some of which caused delays in care for patients requiring emergency critical care. All of our personnel at Air Life Utah Cedar City base will be transferring to other positions within Air Methods Corporation. If you'd please send me an address, I'd be happy to present the certificate. The good news is I will still be remaining Hurricane as a resident. very good compliment for the service it provided, and I'm happy to be able to share that and have that certificate presented.
Thank you so very much for that. We'll go ahead and move on to the reason why we're all here today, for the engineer badge pinning of firefighter Dakota Roberts. And so, Chief, are you going to be able to... Keen, are you able to get photos for us?
I can.
Okay, thanks.
Let me come up here. Where would you like the back? I'm sorry, welcome to this. So what we're going to do is, who's pinning you? Have her come up. Let's go over this.
You guys can come on up this way if you want to.
Yeah. So first I want to congratulate Dakota for all his hard work, being able to reach this wonderful promotion into the engineer spot. And he's really put his heart and soul into it and worked through it for the last year. And I just want him to know he's a vital point person in that crew. So, we're going to have you be your oath of office.
Yeah, it's okay.
All right, go ahead.
Stand up there with him. Go ahead and stand right with him.
Okay, repeat after me. Okay. I, Dakota Roberts.
I, Dakota Roberts.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
Obey and defend.
Obey and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Utah.
The Constitution of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
And I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
That's my name, Steve.
Chief, how many engineers do we have?
Dakota will make 8. We're scheduled for 12.
Incredibly important position with the department, so congratulations to Dakota for that. A lot of hard work. We'll move on to the next item of business, which is review and discussion of the 2023 Hurricane Valley Fire annual report. Board, you have all of this or this report in front of all of you, and it was a great read. Chief, great job putting this together. Yeah, appreciate your team and all that has gone into this. I think, you know, it's well worth some comments from the board here of what we've endured for the last 2 years, and I'll make a couple comments. The first is that when I first came onto this board, within 2 weeks, I sat in front of a barbecue, and I was supposed to be the main course when they proposed raising taxes 98% for the property tax to fund the district. And myself and this board and a couple and some who aren't here right now faced incredible difficult times of trying to identify a budget that had been done by a prior board to sustain this department. And through the hard work of not only your administrative staff, but this board, the county commissioners, and other state and local legislators, we've been diligently working on this incredibly unique department that is growing like crazy. This area is growing like crazy, and trying to fund it has been a challenge. And I think we've been very successful in a lot of the steps and efforts that we've made. We lost a great chief who retired this last year. Well, it's been over a year. Chief Tom Coleman, fantastic asset to building this organization that I'm sure Clark is very familiar with. And we're so grateful for all the seeds that he planted and roots that he got going and that are going to flourish and continue on. And certainly the work ethic is not unique. It is really top notch in caliber. So those are my comments to the annual report. In addition, that I wanted to add there, Chief and Board. You're sure welcome. And then I'd love to open this up to any comments you'd like to make, Chief. Yeah, Richard.
I retired from the fire department here. I don't see too many of you. Nobody was here when I was here, but that was quite a while ago. You can tell by my.
You're still using the horses. Then,
yeah.
Right?
You what?
You're still using the horses instead of
you got the fire
carriages. Yeah.
But anyway, that was it was some good times, and like I mentioned, Clark was the city manager at that time, and the fire department had some really good growing experiences, and I'll never forget that experience I've had with it. You were here before, weren't you? Well, not, yeah. And I appreciate everybody's help, and you guys keep up the good work. I went through, I don't know how many of you know Merlin's been alive. He's still on, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, what's he got? He's my nephew, and I never talked to him, but
he's a Italian chief
still.
He's
got that a couple of years.
But
Myrtle and I went through the first paramedic program here in the county, and it was put on through the college. And those were some hard times. It was quite an experience to be, you know, get paramedics here. I think we had some in, I don't think we had any in St. George. I think the closest one was, I don't even think Cedar had any. But anyway, it was a good program. And I'll never forget that, and I appreciate it.
Board, you're welcome to any other comments. If not, I'll please Paul.
Like Bill, I was selected to this board about the same time and had to go through the same difficult gauntlet of the public hearing and what Paul. But the credit goes to the chief and to each of the members of the district for continuing the great service that we provide to our citizens at the quality level with less resources and still making public safety your number one calling. That's greatly appreciated. I know how hard that is at times when you don't know what the future holds and what difficulties you have in making sure you have the resources. Hopefully we've gone over the hump or hit rock bottom, however you want to describe it, but I think we're going to start to see a rise in being able to keep providing resources to you, increasing the resources, and help you continue to provide the great service that you've been providing. I appreciate it. And I know the town of Virgin does, and everybody on this board and in the district. Thank you.
Well said. Okay, if there are no further comments. Oh, sir, sure, Richard.
I forgot something like I always do. We had one fire station here when I retired, I think. And now we have six? Six
five,
fire stations.
Five understaffed.
Five full-time.
Yeah, five full-time. So that's quite a feat we've gone through. Appreciate all of you. Colorado City has been a real, clear from the start, they were a good help to us. We kind of patterned ourselves after them. I think you guys have paramedics out there? I think you did when we...
I think they actually might have gone through the same class.
Same class?
They went through the same class.
Yeah. Anyway, they were good support.
Kevin? Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin was those guys.
Yeah. Chief, have you got any words you want to add to this report?
You know, I think it's been a great year. It's been a ride. I guess I can echo what Chairman Hoster and Paul said. I think I've been on with the district for about, I got dropped into it in April and then going through the truth of taxation. I think I'm still pulling out stitches out of wounds and back over that one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. I just want to credit our staff. I mean, they do a phenomenal job for us. They've really taken it and what we needed to in the last year. We've had roughly a 7% call increase over last 23 over 22. We did that with about I'd say close to a 10% decrease in our budget costs. So we're doing more with less, which is okay, as long as we continue on doing what we need to do. But once again, I just want to commend all of them. They do a great job. They make my job easy.
Well, appreciate you too, Chief, and love the report. So great job there, and bravo on your staff.
And this is, you know, this is a plan of the report. It's something I will do every year.
Okay.
Mr. Clark. Make a comment. When I first started the city in 1983, we had a paid chief, and that's all we had. So we've seen it change significantly since then. Of course, our area grew an awful lot. When I first started for Hurricane City, we're getting 2 building permits a year. It was all we had. So you can see how much difference it's changed, and I greatly appreciate all of those that have come. I really appreciate the report and hope to get a little bit more involved in that and some of the things that are going on. I really feel like it's a great service we've always provided and continue to provide, and I appreciate everybody that's involved with it. Thank you.
Thanks, Clark. Okay, well, if there aren't any other comments about this, we'll move on to the next item of business, which is continuing operations. So that was kind of a good segue into the other component that I'll discuss with continuing operations, which is, you know, we talked about the growth, we talked about the challenges, truth in taxation, last year's legislation, HB 392, I think it was. So this year we have HB 442. We got assigned a new number. And I'll tell you that what is going on here, for full transparency of your sake, we'll cut off any kind of rumors, and you can always listen to the tape later. But the fact of the matter is there are a lot of people who are working for fire and EMS in southern Utah right now. Our counterparts over in St. George City, I'm working closely with their attorney, Sean Guzman, real well on getting our legislation, into the House right now and before them to approve a tax that will be a sales tax that enables the tourists who are utilizing our services to help contribute to the fire and EMS financial support, not just the property owners within the district. But this is also going to be a benefit to other fire and EMS organizations that we have to use, who also have to use us. And so funding all of these organizations as a whole is the effort here, of which I really feel positive about. Representative Joe Elison is carrying this into the House. I don't know. I thought we had Evan on board with the as a Senate.
Senate.
So actually, Owens ended up being the Senate.
Owens is on it.
The same one that
did we just talk
about this morning.
Okay, great, great.
So yeah, it's and it actually shows on that.
Okay.
Today now, so it was a good day.
He's great. Yeah, I got to talk with him quite a bit, so that was good. And I think, you know, so we'll have Senator Owens on that. And so here's my recommendation to you. These guys go in there and they really fight hard. You see, you know, some of the stuff that we do here behind the scenes, it is really grueling for them. They've got to go in and they've got to talk before the tax commission, identify that this isn't going to impede different things that are already in place. There's a lot of work that has to happen with this. Contact them. Contact Representative Elison. Contact Senator Owens. Let them know. Thanks. You know, what can you do? How can we get the word and how can we get some support going in on this? I can tell you, you know, I'm going to be making a trip up there trying to lobby for this week. I think Chief Decker has already made one, might be making another. We're doing everything we possibly can to try and get this through, which I have very high optimism toward. And I just really hope that all of you can also help and support in that. So any of your efforts are going to be highly appreciated. So any questions on this that anyone wants to ask? Any thoughts?
I wanted to just make a comment. You know, working with the city, I was doing a lot with budgets and whatever else. And one of the good things that the cities have, obviously, is a little more of a smorgasbord of revenue options. And as you look at this, and over the years, you get developers that come in and they'd say, look at this, we're going to put in, you know, 100 homes and look at all the property tax we're bringing to you. And I got to the point where I started to say, maybe, like they say when you get close to retirement, you know, sometimes your filter's gone, you know, and that's kind of the way I was feeling a little bit. Look at them and say, you guys are just, you know, it's, there's nothing. The property tax hardly means nothing to us. It's so little and it's hard. Having a balance between sales tax and property tax was wonderful. The sales tax reacts obviously to the expanding of the population and the business growth and whatever. In times we had downturns, you kind of had to suck it up a little bit, but the property tax, because of the truth in taxation, stays level. And having those two components really helps to stabilize things. So, you know, I like the opportunity to be able to have the sales tax. I know there's been some concerns expressed, as I've heard about it before, and things we need to be careful with. It doesn't get it out of hand and whatever else with it. But I think that, plus the fact that it does provide us an opportunity to get some sales tax from some of those people coming through who use the services on quite a few occasions. So I look forward to seeing how this comes out and how we can implement it. So.
Well, and I think it also really well addresses the growth factors that we're going to have here. One of the key things I think, you know, Clark, is that you probably mentioned, you know, with regard to all of the rooftops coming in and making sure that all the citizens are safe. This administration is very dedicated to making sure all of our firefighters are safe. We don't want anybody going in shorthanded with less than best equipment and all of those things too. So those are all the efforts that are going on back there. If there are no other comments, I'll ask the board if anyone has a purpose for entering into a closed session. If not, I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
A second?
Second.
We're adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.
Yeah.